This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide.
If suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Travis Middleton taking on hashtag SB277 in California a little bit non-traditional way, a way that most lawyers would not do it. And we're going to talk to him in just a little while, find out about this other strategy. Is it a guerrilla tactic using the courts to go after them with RICO to pierce the immunity of government, so they call sovereign immunity? You can't sue me. I've got sovereign immunity. I'm the king, right? A lot of times government officials do that, and you can't get them in their official capacity. Can you get them and pierce it and go after them in a personal capacity and go after their cars, their house is maybe? We'll ask Travis Middleton that question, among others, as we get another angle of how our friends, our listeners, our families out in California can beat back the pharmaceutical fascism there. First up, we've got an update on an event you see in the show notes, thanks to Captain Morgan at robertscottbell.com, what is up and coming, including... I mentioned a homeoprophylaxis conference, 6th, 7th, and 8th, or 7th, 8th, and 9th of October, first up. But before that even, Monday, I don't know what the date is on Monday. You'll have to tell me, Super Don, what the date is on Monday. But we have the Vaxxed bus. They're taking a tour through Florida. They're going to stop in Daytona on Monday morning and go the afternoon to Ormond Beach in Florida.
That would be the 26th.
26th. So Monday the 26th of September. Ormond Beach at Love's Whole Foods, L-U-V, Love's Whole Foods, and they're going to do an afternoon interaction, have parents come out in a forum, and we'll be able to do some talks and things. And then the plan as it is now, unless I hear otherwise, I'll be broadcasting live from the Vaxxed bus on Monday the 26th in Ormond Beach, Florida. So come on out and see us. Sign the bus, especially, you know, if you had the tragedy of an injury in your family, childhood vaccine injury. We want to hear from you. And I know Polly Tommy wants to hear from you and get your story. So that's exciting news to see the Vax team again, or at least some of them. And then we go to Dallas, Texas, the 14th, 15th, and 16th. And that's going to be in the Gaylord Texan. Super Don is going to make an appearance. Those of you who love Super Don, you're going to get to see him. He might even let you hug him. All right, Grandpa,
I didn't hear from either you or Ty, but do I need to pack my cape?
Your cape for Super Don? Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's going to be close enough to Halloween.
Sure. I wasn't sure. Okay.
Make and your sure tux. I know you've got at least three tuxedos somewhere.
Three, yeah. They're all 1970s powder blue with style. But
the big ruffles?
That's right.
Yeah. We want that. We want that Super Don. Of course, you're probably over the hugging because you're with your grandkids. They're probably hugging and loving you to the point of, I can't get a break here.
Jumping out the window. Ah!
I remember why I was done being a daddy. My kids grew up.
I've been lucky, though. I've been able to avoid dirty diapers.
Oh, that is a skill, my friend. That's pretty impressive.
Well, you know, I think that there's a grandparent privilege where you don't have to do the dirty ones.
Oh, I didn't know. Well,
if
I'm
there
not
isn't,
grandparent yet.
That's so. What I've been using, so.
You're using it even if it's for real or if it's not for real. We don't know for sure. All right, that's kind of cool. Also, rumor has it Captain Morgan and Op-Ed may be out there with us as well. So we could have the entire Robert Scott Bell Show team together for the first time in the physical. How cool will that be? I think pretty cool. Super Don, I don't know. Maybe you're not thinking it's that cool. I know Patrick's not listening. 866-939-BELL if you'd like to be part of the show this hour, robertscottbell.com. Tell your friends. They can go there and say play. Press play on the player, and they can be listening right now or the archives later, which are available through GCN or Syndicator in talk radio, as well as iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, Red State Radio, and, of course, SoundCloud. A lot of people listening on their phones and iPads and things, portable media now. Which leads us to follow-ups on when you go to robertscottbell.com. A lot of folks don't want to call in. That's okay. We don't take many calls, but you can call. But if you don't, you can leave a message right there at the website, robertscottbell.com, and there we will respond to you in time, in a semi-timeless or timely fashion.
Prostitucci on the left hand side. Prostitucci on the left hand side. It's time for brunch.
You need to start a joint, man. Hey, looks like a quarter pounder, man.
All right, it's a cannabis update. It's a follow-up from a question/comment of the day from the other day here on the show, Super Don. You know, a lot of times I'll ask you, who is it that wrote in? And sometimes we'll forget to put that name in there. And so we got a follow-up from that very special someone. It says, hello again, Robert and Super Don. And no, it was not Steve. It's Sharon. Sharon.
We had gotten a comment from somebody named Steve, and I messed up. I said Steve. Yeah. So my apologies to Sharon.
Give Super Don some love. He's busy. He's distracted. You never know. The grandkids are crawling all over.
Multitasking all the time.
Right. But anyway, it's Sharon. She's the ladybug-assisted comment. If you remember, we're talking about, could I have some organic weed? I think she was in Colorado. Yeah, she's in Colorado.
Yep.
And she wanted some organic cannabis. And they said, no, we can't do that because the federal government owns that. And they don't let us use the term organic. So they use the term ladybug assisted. So I'm like the good consumer that I'm not, because I don't know the prices for this stuff. And so I wondered out loud how much this stuff costs. Curious, right? And you just kind of thought that wasn't interesting. I find it interesting. There's economic healing on this show.
I don't make those kinds of purchases. Now, I mean, way back in the day when I was younger, I remember like a gram was like $10.
Okay.
But, you know, cost of living increases, you know.
So you're 80 years old, so that was a long time ago.
I am not 80
you're
years
grandpa.
Old.
Grandpa.
I want you to be older than you, but I'm not.
You are a grandpa. By definition, you're older than me, no matter what, okay?
I'm a young grandpa.
So the good organic cannabis varied from 20 to 18 per gram. Why does she start with the high number? Usually you go the low to the high. She went to the high to the low. Oh, I get it. It's cannabis. You're going to go from the high to the low. Okay.
Ah.
So from 20 to 18 per gram. And it may be because this particular pot shop had their own grow show. Their own grow show? I don't know. This is like, I'm so not hip. I'm not sure what Sharon's saying.
You know what? I don't know. I don't quite understand that either. Okay. So maybe it was like a show where they grew some. I don't know.
Okay. And she said, Sharon says, and the kid at the store was sure to inform me that between 8 and 10 a.m. I could get a 15% discount.
Oh, it's like a happy hour.
Right. Early happy hour. Come in and get the early. Wait. How's this one? The early bud gets the. I don't know. No, that doesn't work. Being a 65-year-old woman, she says, I didn't say it, she said this, he must have thought we old folks needed a kickstart in the morning.
That's funny, because it's like when I think kickstart, I don't think cannabis.
Yeah, but there are certain strains that can be more up and upper.
This is what I've heard of. I had no idea for a long time. I thought it was all the same, but apparently there's some that are different.
So interestingly enough, she went to another shop and she purchased the non-organic variety. Shame on you, Sharon, for non-organic. You need the ladybug assist. But it was only 12 to 16 per gram. So you add pesticides somehow, it gets cheaper. I don't get that. But this store got their supplies from various producers, including food items, which I did not investigate. Both stores have extensive menus they present you with, and we'll go through the list explaining each item. Here in Boulder, where Sharon is, she says, we have many recreational and medical pot stores. You still need a state permit and a doctor recommendation to use medical marijuana, but I hear it's much cheaper than the recreational stores. So that's interesting. Do they subsidize that which is considered medical marijuana? Maybe. See, this I'm learning. I didn't know this. That's why I'm fascinated by this.
You know, we need to go back to Colorado and figure this stuff out. Because when we showed up there, they had just legalized.
They were just all new, yeah. All new. Road trip! Okay. And yes, Super Don, I guess you could get 3 or 4 slim joints out of a gram. But vaporizing it makes it go much further and is much better. You only get the vaporized THC. There are now compact-sized vaporizers. They cost about $200, but she says it's certainly worth it. So, yeah, Sharon is like an aficionado at 65. Grandma. I don't know if she's a grandma.
I get points. I get points for the number of joints out of a gram. I still remember.
You yeah. Ding, ding, ding. I have been indulging. She says she's been doing recreational since her late teens, and it wasn't a gateway drug for her, and she never imbibed in any other drugs. Here's where it gets into the distinction, like you were saying. She uses sativa as opposed to indica. She says sativa is more uplifting and for the mind. Indica has always laid me back too much. And I guess that kid in the store pegged me right. If I'm having a particularly lazy morning, a little sativa is the kickstart I need to motivate me to hop on my bicycle or get out in the garden. Works every time. And I'm sure that our long time, like the, what was the guy's name, Master Bong? He would be bored out of his mind listening to us talk because we're such. I am such a neophyte.
Like, you guys are such noobs. And the thing is, I had a period of time in my childhood where I used to party and stuff like that, but I never knew the difference between a sativa and an indica, or one is better. Of course, back then, who knows? Maybe. You know, it just wasn't as...
Yeah, there's more sophistication now in the planting of this. She says she's growing a plant for the first time ever, and it's fascinating watching it do its thing. And she's almost ready to harvest. She's been picking the small new leaves, putting them in salad. She's juiced them with some kale, chard, and an apple from the garden. And just confirming, there is no high when you ingest it that way. So,
nice.
Really great info, Steve. I mean, Sharon, just kidding. Just kidding. By the way, there's a big article here. I don't have time to go into it about the NFL players playing stoned or high. And they say it really helps them. I would say the best thing about it is that it's neuroprotective. And they're dealing with some heavy, hard hits. But I wouldn't have thought that it would get you motivated to be really a better or faster player. But maybe they're doing the sativa form too. So if you're a football player out there and want to come clean on this, no pun intended, let us know how it impacts your playing of the intense, aggressive, and often dangerous sport of football. Is it protective of your neurology, of your brain? And when we come back, we're going to enlighten the brains of Californians with Travis Middleton, who says there's another way to go in targeting these bozos, these yahoos, or even criminals in government who are trying to mandate the vaccination of your children in order for them to attend school. Hashtag SB77. Let's bring it down.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Joel Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Aloha, I'm Melina, Senior Vice Chairman with Youngevity GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet with Dr. Joel Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. For leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth, visit WallachHawaii.com, TeamGaday.com, or call 808-436-5025.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Super Don says, I went to the break saying hashtag SB77 and I forgot the two. But then instead of saying hashtag, he said hashbag. I'm like, dude, what are you on, cannabis?
Right after we do a cannabis story, I.
I know, and nobody there to laugh bag. With us. Yeah. Just the giggly host and Super Don, the humble and lovable producer. Well, we're going to move on to hashtag SB277. This pharmaceutical fascism, this mandate without exemption unless you can find a doctor to give you a medical exemption if you want to send your kid to public or private school. And, of course, the threats to the doctors who are providing these medical exemptions are very real. We've been hearing about and reporting on that as well. And I heard about this guy, Travis Middleton, doing a different technique within the court system to target those who are responsible for putting this draconian law into place, including Senator Dr. Richard Pan, the pediatrician. And, you know, I've heard about these techniques. I've talked about things like this over the years, right? The ability to sue an official in their private or personal capacity, somehow to pierce the veil of immunity, sovereign immunity that government officials claim they have, when you can't sue the government, for instance. And I want to get some insight on this from Travis Middleton. He joins us right now. Travis, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert. Glad to be here.
Good to be with you. Now, you obviously, you know, were sparked into action by SB 277. You're taking a little bit of a different tack than some of the other attorneys that I've talked with on here, Health Freedom folks. And perhaps you can introduce yourself and let us know what is it that is of interest that we need to know.
Well, I got into studying legal issues and liberty 20 years ago. And trying to understand how to apply it in a modern day, you know, for a simple issue like, you know, tinting on your windows in your car or not having a tag on your car or the driving privilege and those sort of things. And I thought, if we have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, why is it so hard to invoke and actually, you know, obtain liberty as described in the Declaration of Independence? And I moved to Santa Barbara in 93 and got involved in a legal suit with the Santa Barbara City over the fact that they had towed one of my vehicles. And I was so angry, I sued them in their own courts, in state court. I sued the tow truck company and sued the city and the parking officials right in their own court. I did it all wrong. It was a mess.
Huh.
A friend of mine said to me, you know, you need to contact, you know, Michael Brown and Peter Simpson to determine how to really deal with this the right way. So I contacted Brown, got his law clerk, and told him what I was doing. He said to me, you're going to lose the case. You're in the state court. They're going to protect their officers to the nine. You need to be in federal district court. You need to dismiss this case without prejudice and learn, get our material on how to do research, how to shepherdize, how to put together a constitutional argument, and learn how to move the case through the judicial system the right way and even file an appeal if you need to. So that's what I recommend that you do. So the case actually got dismissed. I let it go that far just to see what would happen.
Okay.
I did refile. You can always, once you learn how to do things right, get an old car and set them up and have them take that car and just sue them in federal district court. You're going to lose every time in state court. That's what I'm
sure. And now, so did you put that to the test, like that situation, and succeed, or was that just a theoretical thing that you never put through?
Well, I guess you can call, I don't know if you'd call it in theory. I didn't follow up that way and do that, actually. But in the back of my mind, I wanted to learn what I didn't know about invoking my rights. So I got their materials on and videotapes on legal research and how to really write a pleading like an attorney, what the judges expect to see in the pleading,
right,
and how to actually navigate the procedure of moving the case and handling the matter through the court system. And so I started doing some of these proceedings in federal district court, some personal issues of mine, and I realized, I mean, they've already warned us about a certain level of corruption. I mean, and the rule is, unless it's a privileged system, and it's a good old boys network, and if your name's not Bill Clinton or Kennedy, then you don't play in the venue. And judges really don't like pro se's coming into court because usually now they don't really know all of what they need to know about procedure and how to conduct themselves.
Sure, it annoys them, and you've heard things like paper terrorism, they'll call it. If you're just filling the courts with paper and filling up their time, they get very annoyed.
Well, I've seen some documents like that the court found hard to interpret and how what they're going to do with it. And usually those kinds come from some of the common law artists who think about common law and not statutory law.
Now, right, and they're not operating under common law in the court, so you got to know the jurisdiction or venue you're entering. We're going to talk more with Travis Middleton about a strategy to push back and ultimately defeat SB 277. In California. So you want to stick around. We got lots of questions. Hopefully Travis got lots of answers after this break.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, folks, I need you to put on your thinking caps for this segment with Travis Middleton. As much as I can wheel and just trying to roll right through immunology and you know, vaccine issues and biology and all that stuff, and toxicology, getting into the legal realm is dicey. It's fraught with a lot of confusion. They use language in ways purposefully to confuse you. And, you know, we've touched on subjects like this over the years, but this one's, you know, hitting close to a lot of homes in California, the SB 277 issue. We've looked at legislative actions. constitutional challenges as such, and there are a lot of things happening. And I think everything we can throw at it, we should. And Travis has got a different perspective as a quote-unquote non-lawyer going after this. There's a suit right now, a civil action. Is it in state district or federal district court, Travis?
It is federal district court in Los Angeles.
Federal district court in Los Angeles. And you're suing Richard Pan and 50 other folks, or 50 in total?
50 in total. Richard Pan and every senator and representative that voted for Bill SB 277, including
okay.
the governor and the state mm-hmm. of California.
And the governor who signed it, Jerry Brown, as well as the spouses of those folks, whether they be male or female, brought in, and people are confused by that as well. But this action is not something I hear lawyers do very often, because it's RICO. RICO is very complicated, evidently a very high bar to reach, but we're not talking criminal, we're talking civil. There's a distinction there.
Correct. Attorneys really have to actually study and practice racketeering. It's especially law. It really is especially law. And unless you understand and have been schooled and educated in racketeering and the elements of predicate acts, as an attorney, you're not going to get this. It is specialty law.
Like doctors learning to be doctors, they'll often not learn about the things that they'll end up needing to know later on. They have to go outside and learn on their own in addition to their school. Just like in law school, they don't get taught all this stuff. Now,
right.
You told me on the break this is a bifurcated action. There's a two-pronged approach, RICO and a civil rights violation issue. Roll us through that the best you can.
All of it or just the civil rights aspect?
I think the RICO aspect briefly, because I know it's very confusing, but again, you're not going under RICO criminal statutes, because as private citizens, you can't do that. You can only go after
Correct.
It civilly.
Well, let me break down the elements for you a little bit, if I may, very quickly.
Sure.
The causes of actions or what we allege in terms of violations are Title 18, 1503, obstruction of justice. Anytime an officer of the court, a judicial officer, or anyone with an oath of office on file, corruptly influences, and the key phrase is corruptly influence the outcome of a judicial proceeding, administrative law proceeding, or any kind of proceeding where someone's rights are involved, that's called obstruction of justice, and that's a predicate act under RICO. Here, the defendants, the legislators, were having secret backdoor meetings to massage the process to get this bill passed. Well, they were trying to corruptly influence the outcome, and did influence the outcome of passing this bill. That's an obstruction of justice charge. Not only that, when they have an oath of office, they took an oath without omission or evasion to uphold, defend, and protect the California and United States Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. When they supported this bill and promoted this bill, they perjured their oath to protect and defend the Constitution. That's the equivalent of treason and seditious conspiracy. That's also a predicate act under racketeering. They have no authority anywhere in California or the U.S. Constitution to perjure their oath. There's a lie.
Is this, Travis, the reason you didn't go through state court? Because I think they would try to protect themselves on this and try to dismiss you outright.
Well, they're going to try that anyway in federal court. But the reason why we didn't go in state court is because under the tort claims law of California, any time you sue a state official or a public official, they have absolute immunity under state law in a state court. Okay?
Right.
That's from the Supreme Court of California, from the Supreme Court of the United States of America. They have absolute immunity. And you may have a claim, and this is the reason why in the Rodney King case, when they had that first case in Simi Valley in state court, the judge was like had his hands tied, even though they were guilty by the videotaped evidence.
They had sovereign immunity. Yeah.
That's why you had the riot. Okay?
Right.
Once they got in the federal district court, everything changed, and these guys went to jail because of the federal claims in federal court.
So you're following that pattern, at least, to go more successful. You know that
Correct.
Going to the state court is a non-starter.
Correct. It's a non-starter.
Okay.
I'm not going anywhere because of their immunity position in state court.
Gotcha. All right, so is there more to go over in the RICO civil statutes that people need to hear, or should we really focus on the civil rights violations?
Well, there's more. There's
okay.
more. There's also what's called, I went over the obstruction of justice and racketeering and perjuring their oath. There's also what's called a violation of 18 U.S.C. 1951 called extortion. Now, under the Hobbs Act, you can extort someone's liberty. You can extort their property, take their money, or take their life. like murder for hire, those are predicate acts under racketeering statute. Here, what they've done is extorted our liberty under color of official right. They have no ability to strip or nullify your constitutional protection with any mandate of any kind of a state law. I don't care what it is. So what they're doing is holding us hostage. Saying, well, if you don't get your child vaccinated, then you can't enter them into public schools. And not only that, we're going to put the CPS on you and have the sheriffs come out and cuff you, parent, and take your child and assault them with a needle and throw you in or put you in a criminal prosecution for this parental neglect. Well, that's extortion. And that's a violation of 18 U.S.C. 1951. And it's all there in the statute. So,
folks, I want to let you know here, again, we're a show about all different ideas, and I don't take official positions in a sense. You know, there are lawyers that I've interviewed on this, and I've got to respect them immensely, but I also respect immensely other aspects of addressing these legal matters without having to be a bar attorney. And I think it's an important thing that what Travis is bringing up and doing, because you'll get lawyers that'll be shouting Travis down, saying, no, you can't do that. And I know that, but we're not here to talk about that as much as give you options, because you moms and dads out there, you need your options. And if somebody wants to sign on to this case, can they still do that, or is already shut down and moving forward?
It's we'll be on that point now.
Okay.
It's moving forward. I've already had a conversation with one of the opposing counsels for the legislature, and so it's moving to another modality right now. There's no more
another level.
He gives me leave to amend to do that, but I don't think he's going to do that. They're going to try to figure out some way not let me speak on the courtroom floor and shut this thing down very quickly.
Now, one of these things, principally, Travis, I've said for many years that as long as these legislators think that they're immune, they have no, you know, anytime a human being finds out they can do anything without repercussion, they become evil. And there have been psychological experiments and tests on this. They will inject, they will do harmful things, they will inflict pain beyond belief. And this is the problem we have. If they are perceived to be beyond reach, they will do evil things. And so you're going after them in personal capacity as well as their spouses, and I think this is fair game.
Yes, it is. Now, let me give you some case law on that premise, because attorneys will be listening to this and other paralegals, and they'll be like, well, Travis is out to lunch. Here's the case law for you. Ex parte, U.S. Supreme Court has stated no state legislator or executive or judicial officer can war against the Constitution without violating his undertaking to support it. That's Cooper versus Aaron, 358 U.S. 78 Supreme Court. However, since ex parte Young, this is 209 U.S. 123, 1908, it has been settled that the 11th Amendment provides no shield for a state official confronted by a claim that he deprived another of a federal right under the color of state law, which is what they're doing here. Ex parte Young teaches that when the state of officer acts under state law in a manner violative of the federal constitution, he comes into conflict with the superior authority of that constitution, and he is, in that case, stripped of all his official representative character and is subject to his person to the consequences of his individual conduct.
That's they don't take, Travis, they don't take kindly to this attack. That's why very few lawyers do it, because they'll end up being threatened with loss of license. You don't have a license
well,
to lose.
That may or may not be true, but my problem with the attorneys sometimes is they won't read. And if you read the case law that I have on the issue, I never move a case in court, or will try to, unless I can make a constitutional argument, either on the constitutional self-evident rule or with case law backing it up. I just gave you Supreme Court case law that says a legislator who violates his oath loses immunity.
Sure, but to pierce that veil, to pierce that immunity, you gotta hit them so hard that it's undeniable, or else they're going to try to do a little dance, a little jig to get you out of
there. They're going to do. Yes, they are going to dance. I know that. They do it every single time. They come in court and say it's not so. My response is, Here's my first opening statement if I get a chance to talk on the courtroom floor. Your Honor, what constitutional provision, state or federal, that allows the state of California, or for that matter, any of its agencies or anyone acting on its behalf, to mandate poison to its citizenry under the pseudo-program of vaccines or health initiatives, I don't care what you call it. What constitutional mandate or authority allows them to push poisons on the public? There is none. That's a question I'll be raising from the judge and from the
Sure.
council.
Travis, we got a couple of minutes, and I want to move into the civil rights violations aspect of this. This is a part of that bifurcated action you talked about.
All right. Okay, so it's under 1983, which is a standard civil rights violation when a public official violates federal protection and state protection. and 1986, which is a conspiracy to violate Constitution and civil rights. And so what they've done is, they've, by this bill, they violated the First Amendment, the right to religious freedoms and religious, deeply held religious beliefs and training, and the right to choose a medical procedure under the First Amendment. That's clearly violated. Under the Fourth Amendment, the right to be let alone by government, the right to privacy without a government overreach. The Fifth Amendment, the right to due process of law before you have your liberty, life, or property, or health taken away from you without just compensation. So it's a takings clause under the Fifth Amendment. They're taking the people's lives. People have been killed over this issue. And, of course, the 14th Amendment. They're trying to tell you that children who are unvaccinated or partially vaccinated are unhealthy enough to be in school with the other kids. That's a discriminatory practice that's unfounded, and it violates the 14th Amendment on equal protection of law and due process of law. And that just, those are the civil rights charges.
So how can people learn more? We've got a link up to a GoFundMe campaign to support the efforts. What's the best way to reach out to you if they have more questions?
They'll have to get me on my on Facebook, with the, my Facebook feed, or a private email. I can give you my private email, or you can send me a phone call. So,
what is your email address?
It is Travis underscore M underscore 93101 at yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com. We'll get it in the notes. Those of you who want to learn more about it, we wish you the best, Travis. It's unconventional, but it is also constitutional. And I support you. I know that a lot of lawyers are going to be angry. This is not legal advice. We want to give you all the options available to you. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bear-Terrell.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4, and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
RobertScottBell.com for all the links and show notes and archive links as well up at SoundCloud, GCN, or Syndicator. Upcoming events. I mentioned the Vax bus. Hashtag Vax will be there in Ormond Beach. They're going to be there, I think, in Daytona earlier in the day on the 26th. And then we will be up September 26th in the afternoon at Love's Whole Foods in Ormond Beach and broadcasting live from the Vax bus. So hope to see you there, all of our Florida listeners, or if you want to travel from wherever. And then we've got other upcoming events. You'll see them in the show notes, including Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania, the 20th of October for the Women's Health event that I'll be keynoting. Let's see. Super Don, it's such a challenge. It was a pretty intense show today. Travis Middleton's a serious guy. He's not a fly-by-night guy, I don't believe. He really has done some homework here. And as I said, it's a tricky thing to talk about these alternative legal strategies because it's like a medical doctor versus a holistic health guy. You know, they're not always going to meet eye to eye, and the official person's going to say, well, you're full of it, you're crazy, you don't know what you're talking about because you're not a real lawyer, right? But I don't operate that way because I know when somebody says you're not a real doctor, I know more than most doctors, and I'm not patting myself on the back. A lot of people, parents who have vaccine-injured children know more than most doctors. You get me? You see where I'm coming from?
Absolutely.
And yep. And so don't dismiss a guy like Travis to say, oh, he's not a real lawyer. If you know, again, I want the free market to decide how best to go about it. I'm not saying it's an easy task to do this so-called bifurcated action on RICO and civil rights violations, but I think every avenue should be explored.
I mean, we just had the opportunity to listen to him. And I think anybody, you know, even if you aren't an attorney, just after listening to the guy, you can tell he knows his stuff. Okay? I mean, he's very well educated, very well versed. He's done his homework. He's, he's obviously got, he's got a good head on his shoulders. So I think it's going to be very interesting to see where this goes.
Yep. Everybody's got a perspective on it, and I want the families out there in California to avail themselves of every opportunity to overturn it before they have to leave California. As I've said, leave if you can. But if you can't, fight, because it's just, you know, not only unconstitutional, it's unconscionable. I think we need to have a glass of beer. Of course, mine would likely be non-alcoholic. That's just the way I roll. But it leads to today's... we haven't had one of these in a while, so I'll say it. It's so obvious, but we needed the science to validate it. Not really, but we're doing it. Get ready for today's...
Moment of Duh.
Where are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's Moment of Duh brought to you by Beer Goggles R Us. 2-for-1 happy hour. A glass of beer, according to this new study... You'll never believe it. Super Don, get ready. It makes people more sociable. Yeah. It makes people more... A glass of beer makes people more sociable. I had no idea.
No!
Of course, Homer would have known that a long time ago.
Beer. Yeah. That's what we should have had. But, listen, researchers in Switzerland felt that it was necessary to put in the time and the effort to research whether drinking alcohol causes people to become more sociable. Mm-hmm. And in addition to becoming more sociable, they also wanted to test, because nobody has been able to figure out yet whether it's really true that if you're drunk, that you're more inclined to have lower inhibitions sexually. And I tried to word that in a family-friendly way.
Very, very well said. Well said.
Thank you. But, listen, when you read the details of this study, they left no stone unturned on this. I mean, they took people, they sat them down, they found out that when they gave them beer, that they had more emotional empathy. Now, can you believe that? More emotional empathy. Now, if you've ever drank before, I know I have, you have. What is it? Everybody's your friend.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's talking. Everybody's having a great time. Mm-hmm. We didn't need this study, but I guess just like the 5-second rule that we found out a few days ago, now we found out drinking makes you fun.
Just prior to this study in Switzerland, this bit of knowledge we had was just purely anecdotal. It wasn't proven, right? Uh-huh. Now the proof is in the pint. All right, folks, that's it for another great Robert Scott Bell Show. We've got Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger tomorrow. Looking forward to that. Go back and listen if you missed anything. A lot of details today. And still, and yet, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.